Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Exodus, but I just also want to remind all of you who are struggling today, God is aware of you. He sees you. He hears your cry. He will walk alongside you, and he longs to encourage you. And so my prayer for you today is that you would experience him through another person, that God would send an emissary of hope your way so that you would not be discouraged and lose heart. So just be reassured that God does see you, and I am praying that God sends someone your way who will remind you of how loved and cherished you are. We're going to finish up Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 through 31 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Yahweh said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. Then the children of Israel shall go into the middle of the sea on dry ground. Behold, I myself will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will go in after them. I will get myself honor over Pharaoh and over all his armies, over his chariots and over his horsemen. The Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I have gotten myself honor over Pharaoh, over his chariots and over his horsemen. The angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. The pillar of cloud moved from behind them and stood behind them. It came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was the cloud and the darkness, yet it gave light by night. One didn't come near the other all night. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go up back by a strong east wind all night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The children of Israel went into the middle of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the middle of the sea, all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning watch, Yahweh looked out on the Egyptian army through the pillar of fire and of cloud and confused the Egyptian army. He took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, 'Let's flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fights for them against the Egyptians.' Yahweh said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again on the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen.' Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all Pharaoh's army that went after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked on dry land in the middle of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work which Yahweh did to the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh, and they believed in Yahweh and in his servant Moses." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, you are a consuming fire. You are greater than anything we can conceive of. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent everywhere, omniscient, all-knowing. And therefore, we choose this day to worship you, to surrender before you, to give our lives as an offering, according to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We lay our hearts down, our lives, our ambitions, our fears, our worries, because you are worthy of our lives. You are worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our reverence. As I look at this particular story and the impossibility of it, I thank you that you are the God of the impossible. And I pray that for my friend today. I pray that they would think through one of those things in their lives that seems impossible. I'm putting something in my mind too, Lord, and I'm laying it before you. And I am asking you to please intervene, to send an east wind, to bring a pathway through the waters. And Lord, in that imagery, I also think about the imagery of baptism. It's a pathway through the waters. We go through the waters. When we are dunked backwards, it's as if we're dying. And when we're dunked forward, we are coming out into the light, into the resurrection, into the newness of life. And I just thank you for the tangibility of that visual for me and the physicality of it. Lord, thank you for taking us through the waters, passing through the waters with us, and taking us through the fire, passing through the fire with us. Lord, you are a God concerned about his people, and you love us, and you love to deliver us. And so, Lord, we stand on the edge of breakthrough, and we ask for your intervention right now in Jesus' name. Please bring breakthrough. Please make a way where there seems no way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned earlier, the most misunderstood women of the Bible has released out into the world. And it's looking at 10 different women who have been misunderstood in the Bible. And then it unpacks it for you when you've been misunderstood. So if you're like me, being misunderstood is one of the hardest things that I've ever walked through. And so I wanted to mine the stories of these women who also had been misunderstood and learn from them so that I could have more maturity and wisdom as I go forward in my own valley of misunderstanding. So if that is something you're battling, or if you just want to have a new perspective on people like Eve and Hagar and Naomi and Bathsheba, this book could be for you. You can find it wherever books are sold.